A world cooling at home, combusting abroad. The average American is paying $37.47 per month extra compared to pre-surge prices. Yet Wednesday's inflation report showed that burden easing faster than any major forecaster predicted, with the consumer price index registering 3.5%, its best reading since early 2024. The number landed on the same morning that Iranian missiles were striking oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. strikes had reportedly hit the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear plant, and a newly installed Iranian supreme leader was vowing revenge while President Trump threatened to, in his words, decimate the country. The tension between a recovering domestic economy and a genuinely dangerous geopolitical moment in the Persian Gulf threaded through the full sweep of Wednesday's news. The death of Senator Lindsey Graham and its implications for Senate power. DeepSeek racing toward a mainland China IPO at a $71 billion valuation. OpenAI unveiling a screenless smart speaker with cameras. And Apple immediately suing over alleged trade secret theft connected to the device. Elon Musk facing a criminal referral in Wisconsin over voter bribery allegations. 9 European nations forming a missile defense coalition with Ukraine. Major banks crushing earnings expectations, Spain advancing to the World Cup final, and a cyclospora outbreak traced to lettuce spreading across 31 states. Layered beneath those headlines, the Justice Department subpoenaing 4 New York Times journalists, the Times countersuing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a federal judge voiding a $1.776 billion IRS settlement that would have shielded Trump and his family from audits, ICE suspending most vehicle stops following fatal shootings in Maine and Texas, 12 states suing to block the Paramount-Warner Bros. Discovery merger, Cuba's power grid collapsing for the third time in 9 days, and a pub fire in Bangkok killing a significant number of people.